بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. From a very interesting, very enjoyable academic discussion takes place here in the Quran Sharif. And Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, in the great magnificence of the Quran Sharif, Allah has revealed the subject matter as a general matter. But in actual fact, it is again just like the previous ayats, all seem to refer to general matters, but in all of them, there are answers for the Christians. Here also, it appears to be a general discussion for all people, the Muslims, but hidden under it are all the answers for the Christians. And that was in this way that when the Christians presented their arguments that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah, is God, or is the Son of God, or is part of Trinity, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave all the answers, and from accepted facts which they also had to admit and they also accepted. They had no excuse, no other points to prove that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is God or the Son of God, etc. So then they came out with another point and they said, even your own Quran Sharif says that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is Ruhullah. He is the Ruh, the Spirit of Allah. That he is Kalimatullah. He is the Word of Allah Ta'ala. And he said, on that basis it is proven that he is not like an ordinary human being, he is God. So Allah revealed these ayat which were in answer to them, but at the same time it is a great academic discussion for us also and for the whole ummah and especially for the ulama, and that we take the correct understanding of this. And that is that a certain for many ayats of the Quran, the vast majority of the Quran is known, the ayat is muhkamat. And they are also known Ummul Kitab. That is the absolute ayats like La ilaha illallah. Allah is only one. Everyone understands it and it is clear. Many, many the commands of Allah. Aqimis salah, perform namaz, etc. Many ayats like that. So those are the most of the ayats. Then there are other ayats, mutashabihat. That is, the meaning is not so clear. Or it has got two meanings in it. So to understand this is very important. And this is not only in the Quran Sharif, even as I am speaking now, that many times some people come and ask, what did you mean there? What was the meaning of that? That is, it wasn't clear. Even between husband and wife, mostly we talk, we understand one another. But there are times when you ask, what do you mean by that? I don't understand that. There are those talks which are not clear. In the law of the government, there are those laws which are very clear, and other laws which are not clear, they are ambiguous. And such things are taken then to the constitutional court to debate what is the meaning. And in all this, a person with sincerity will see the spirit of the law. And then according to that, the law will be interpreted, not just what the outside words are. For example, when we were studying in India, the certain court case made headlines. Though we were not aware, we didn't follow newspapers, but our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and it's necessary for a Mufti that he knows everything what is happening. Mufti cannot just confine himself to his kitabs. What is happening, current events, he has to know also. So anyway, a case was brought in the Allahabad High Court that according to Hindu law, when the father dies, the eldest son inherits everything. So the youngest son, he put a case and he said that, I am the eldest son. He was eldest son, all the youngest son all knew that. But he presented his argument that if you have a syringe, and what comes out from the syringe right at the beginning, and what comes out right at the end, what is at the end is more longer in existence. is more older than what came out at the beginning. So my elder brother was born with that semen which came out, which was in front. I came out with the semen which was right at the back, so I am more older. And unfortunately today the whole world is gone upside down, not only in our dini matters, the whole world is gone upside down. The ruling was given that yes, he is the eldest son. Whereas the whole world knows he's not the eldest son. Completely against the spirit of mankind, the ruling was given. So that is, so there are those things which are not so clear. So Quran Sharif has explained this. And the whole Quran Sharif, the whole of Deen must be interpreted according to the Muhkamat, the clear ayats of the Quran Sharif. And what are not so clear, or they have double meanings, that meaning only will be accepted in the correct sense, which are in accordance with the Muhkamat, not opposite to the Muhkamat. But today, unfortunately, our ulama also take up meanings of the Quran Sharif, which are totally against the spirit of the Quran and what the Quran teaches. It is totally against that. So that is totally, that is what the Quran Sharif calls, fi qulubihim zaygun. They have got crookedness in their heart. They don't follow the Quran, the spirit of the Quran, and the purport, and what the Quran is for. But their own desires they follow. And that they want to take out then from the Quran Sharif. So that this whole discussion, and it's a very, very interesting discussion in an academic field, in a classroom where the ustad teaches this to the student, it makes great, great academic food and enjoyable food to understand this. So Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ وَهِ هَيْ جِسْنَ اُتَارِ تُجْ پَرْ كِتَابِ. It is only Allah who has revealed this kitab to you. Minhu ayatu muhkamat hunna ummul kitab. Uspe se baaz ayate hai muhkam, yani unke maana wazih hai, wo asal hai kitab ke. In the Quran Sharif there are those ayat which are muhkam, which is the meaning is very, very clear. There are no two meanings in them. Now in that also people, ulama have taken out different meanings. Aqimi salah, perform your namaz, perfect your namaz. Then they took out that what is salah? To meditate. You don't have to make namaz. Just sit down anywhere 1-2 minutes and you meditate. That is namaz. Totally against what the Quran Sharif teaches and what the spirit of the Quran Sharif is. So that is totally wrong. And wa ukharu mutashabihat. Or dusri hai mushabah. Yani jinke maana maalum muayyan nahi. And there are other ayats which are called mutashabihat. That is those ayats which the meaning is not fixed. They've got two meanings, or the meaning is not clear. So the clear ruling with regard to this is, Muhkamat is clear, very clear, it is the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But those which are ambiguous, which have got two meanings, the meaning is not clear, they have to be understood according to the Muhkamat. According to the clear ayats and commands of Allah Ta'ala, they have to be understood according to that. So this Kalimatullah and Ruhullah, the meaning of it is not clear. What is exactly meant by the word of Allah, the spirit of Allah? So that will be, have to be understood according to the Muhkamat, where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam clearly says, Inni Abdullah, I am the slave of Allah Ta'ala. And clearly he says, don't worship me, worship Allah Ta'ala. So when those clear ayats are, then how can you still take this meaning that is God? It's totally against the spirit. So yeah, if we understand this, then many things which today, current affairs, where ulama also are taking out different meanings of the Quran Sharif, the person can easily understand this and see how they have gone astray by taking out the wrong meanings. For example, now with the World Cup that took place in Qatar, one alim, who will say a respectful, respected alim, he said that that was what the Quran Sharif calls Yawm al-Zina, the day of celebration, the day of your enjoyment. according to the tafsir, there are different just tafsir explanations of that. But never ever that could refer to this futile thing of sports. And the Quran Sharif, that the Quran encourages the sports. And the Quran is referred to the sports there of the World Cup, etc. Completely against that. And many other ayat also like that, where the Quran Sharif is very clear, but we take out completely opposite and wrong meanings. And for that, it is absolutely necessary for a student of deen to make his islah, to clean his heart. If his heart is filled with dirt, then he'll understand the whole of deen also in that dirty way. He won't understand it in a clear way. If we have got a spoon, and that spoon was, for example, in salt, and now we taste the food, whether it's sweet, the taste of the salt is going to come with, and we will wonder what taste is coming here. But if the spoon is clean, then you'll get the correct taste of what you are taking. Therefore, where there are a number of pots, especially where you have to dish out for yourself, you can't use the one spoon in the other pot, because then you'll be mixing that whole taste. Just like that, the Quran Sharif ayat also. Our hearts have to be clean, then we'll get the correct taste of the Quran Sharif. But if our hearts and our minds are filled with this dunya, the love of dunya, and all the filth of this dunya, then unfortunately we'll see the Quran Sharif also in that light. But a person whose heart is clean, and more than a clean heart, a person's heart that is filled with the love of Allah and the love of Akhirah, all the ayats he will understand according to that. And then those ayats will have a great effect on him. And if that is not the case, then at the most it will be just an academic discussion. And the whole spirit of it will be totally lost. And if the heart is dirty, it will be completely opposite. So this is a very important subject also, which the Quran Sharif discusses, and yea, in answer to the Christians. But for us, and in all our matters of our deen, to understand this is very important. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen, and follow the deen correctly. We must have ilm sahih, correct knowledge. And then fahm sahih, correct understanding also. And then we will be able to progress further.